Okay, guys, welcome back to Truth Earth Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. And, during the break, switched over to the phone. I don't know what's going on. I hope it's just some freak glitch thing that will pass. But today, there's just no working it out. It's beyond anything I can do, and apparently RBN can do. I think it's just the internet in general. I don't know what it is, but horrible sound today. Terrible. I guess I was coming through chopped up, and then I kept hearing the lead-in music and the commercials all breaking up. It was just nasty. So we'll continue with the phone for today. Hopefully this has resolved the problem. Interesting guest. And again, like so many previous guests I've had on, they all confirm the same thing, guys. There's no question about it when you start looking into this. It's not someone's opinion. It's not a matter of paranoia. It's an absolute historical, verifiable fact that our media is and has been controlled for a long time now by a very small group of powerfully vested interests that have been exerting a tremendous amount of influence, not only in the general public through the media that they control, but on our politicians as well. These are the people that dictate policy in Washington. They draft up the legislation. They handpick the politicians. They fund their phony campaigns. And now today, they rig the election in other ways by, through the touchscreen machines. These companies are all interlocked. A great many of them own some of the major Pentagon contracting companies. You know, GE, for example, is a major Pentagon contracting company, and it owns NBC. The other major networks are tied in directly or indirectly with other Pentagon contracting companies. I mean, it's very obvious what's going on here. You're not going to hear NBC, for example, telling you that we fight wars for fictitious reasons. You haven't ever heard them say that, even though that's been the case since certainly since World War II, because they make the bulk of their profits from these wars that we wage. You know, it's basic kindergarten logic here. It's very easy to see. GE makes most of their money, as a matter of fact, through their Pentagon contracts. A little toaster oven you have on your counter there is not really where the money is. That's just, I think they do that as a front to hide their real function as Pentagon contractors. And, of course, they want your attention off of that. They don't talk about that very much. Because when you realize they own NBC, yeah, you are going to be led to ask some hard-hitting questions. What's going on here, you know? Can we trust NBC when we have this same company that owns it contracting with the Pentagon? Truth is, you can't. That's the reality of it. And it's not that all the pundits in the media, you know, all of the talking heads, if you will, all the journalists are knowingly participating in the lies and the cover-up. In many cases, they're just as dumbed down as the average American that they're deceiving without knowing. It's kind of like if I tell a lie and everybody I tell the lie to is convinced because I told it so convincingly that the lie I told was true, and so they go and tell it to a whole bunch of other people. They're participating in the spreading of the lie, but that doesn't make them liars per se because they don't know that they're passing on a lie, and that's how it is with a lot of the people in the media. They don't know they're passing on a lie necessarily, although some of them do, but don't care because they're paid quite well, like Bill O'Reilly. But, again, clearly there's a lot of them that really don't know what's going on. And, you know, they prefer that. They prefer that they don't know because it makes the propaganda look all the more convincing because they add that element of sincerity. They're not faking it. They really are believing what they're telling you, and that comes across. You know, anybody who is mildly endowed with powers of basic perception can see Bill O'Reilly is lying. There's no sincerity there. But, again, that's not the case with all of them, guys. A lot of them really are sincere. All right, folks, short break again. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
We're heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Earth Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Yeah, I wanted to mention to the guest, you know, some other instances too, I'm sure he's aware of, but just to bring it into the conversation, other things that we've done. Not only, of course, do we control propaganda here, control the news here, I should say, through propaganda, but it's always been the work of our military everywhere we've gone. One of the first things that has always been done once they've invaded a country is to take over their media. Of course, we did it in Iraq. We intimidated the media there, not just the domestic reporters, but foreign reporters as well. You know, firing at hotels where it was known the media were staying. I mean, you got to be kidding me, guys. They know that hotels are not a military strategic target. When they were filming the documentary, PBS there did a frontline documentary on the Iraq War. It came out in January 2004. And in the process of filming it, they mentioned that one of their cameramen, right in the middle of broad daylight, had the gun barrel of an army tank aim right at him and open fire. Boom. Took him out. They were told that they could film there, that they would be safe. It was broad daylight. They had big signs up indicating that they were PBS reporters. And in spite of all that, you know, the tank took deliberate aim right at the cameraman and blew him away. So, you know, these are the games they play to intimidate news reporters. Come on, you've all heard the stories of murdered, you know, they tried to kill that Italian reporter there, Giuliana. What's her face there? Of course, she wasn't in the car, but they blew the car up. They, you know, tried to kill her. But even if they don't kill them, it doesn't really matter. Things like that are simply aimed to send a message anyway. So, you know, the message is don't come back here, or, you know, or we're going to get you next time. And it's a message to other reporters, too. Stand back. Don't bother us. The instance, though, I wanted to bring out was, if any of you have ever seen that documentary, The Panama Deception, I did a show based around that documentary. I'm going to do that sometime. I put it together a couple weeks ago. It's just sickening, mind-boggling stuff. But what we did, after we went in and bombed, and the areas we targeted, as is very often the case in our foreign interventions, the areas we targeted were, you know, civilian homes. We went in and firebombed them. You know, they ordered the people out. You know, some of them didn't leave. Most of them did. Some of them didn't. They stayed in their homes. That was fine. They didn't care. They went in and bombed the homes. You know, several blocks were just raging infernos. And they ran cars over with their tanks in the streets. You know, whole families were just crushed to death. Absolutely disgusting. And then immediately after the invasion, U.S. troops went in and seized local radio stations, TV stations, other facilities as well, but they focused quite heavily on the media. And then they began, after having taken over these broadcast networks, they began broadcasting propaganda, talking about how happy everybody was that the U.S. came in and saved the day. And they interviewed people in the wealthy areas who were saying how happy they were, and they're thanking the soldiers, and, you know, they filmed them shaking hands with them. And of course, they didn't film the low-income areas of the city that were bombed. And so, you know, this is something that they have a long history of doing. They know how to do it. They do it well. And that's what they've done here, guys. They didn't do it with tanks, but nevertheless, they still took over all our media. I mentioned, you know, while the guest was still on, George Kugler, how the Rockefellers, very early on, around 1915, along with Carnegie and Morgans were involved with this, they seized, or I should say bought, you know, several dozen newspapers around the country, just bought them outright, and then immediately began to you know, influence those papers, the opinions that were printed up, and, you know, all the columns that were, everything was brought into alignment with their ideologies, their thinking. And of course, at the same time, they took control of education, and that's all been documented, guys, by things like the Rees Committee back in 1953. Their report was released in 1954, how they were influencing in a most glaring fashion our educational system. You know, giving millions of dollars in grant money to the various colleges and universities around the country, again, to control them. Of course, the federal government does that today in the same fashion. And you could say that, you know, it's still these big moneyed interests doing it. They're just doing it through the federal government now, which they have total control over. The federal government gives grant money to these colleges and universities, and, of course, if they're not in compliance, if they have professors that are being naughty and not singing the praises of El Gobernante, but are, in fact, instead exposing their crimes and corruptions, well, the almighty threat comes down upon their heads of having their funding removed. And, of course, that's what happened with Stephen Jones from BYU. You know, here he was. He was starting to speak out about 9/11 and brought out a lot of problems with the official story about the collapse. He's a physicist, of course. Man knows what he's talking about, and he says buildings just don't collapse like that. So he started doing tests, and sure enough, he confirmed that there was thermite residue, or thermite mixed with sulfur. And all of a sudden, he gets informed. Now, all this time, BYU had no problem. They weren't saying anything. In fact, he had his research posted up linked off of their website. He had a huge page where you could go and read the research he was doing. All of a sudden, one day, they take his paper down, and he's informed, basically shut up or get out. So he opted for an early retirement. This is how it works. Why all of a sudden, it's about 10 months later, 10 or 11 months later, it was in November of 05 when he came out with this, and then last year in September is when they put the stops to him. So it's about 10 months. All that time, BYU had no problem with him saying what he was saying, posting it all, linking it off of their website. All of a sudden now, it's shut up or hit the road. What happened? It's obvious what happened. They got a phone call. We're going to cut off your grant money if you don't silence this guy. Simple as that. That's how it works. Like it or not, your free country isn't quite so free as you thought it was, is it? So, that's how it works on the academic end. But again, with the media guys going way back to 1915, they had propaganda machine already in place. Didn't have it as sophisticated, of course, as today. A lot of research has gone into it since then, and they've realized, it's much better if you can accomplish this through more subtle means. Of course, now they're not even subtle anymore. But it's because the American public has been so systematically dumbed down. They don't have to be subtle, I guess, anymore. They figure they can be more blatant about it because the dumbing down has been so complete. But yet, if you're not dumbed down, if you still do have at least half a neuron between your ears, it's so blatantly obvious that they're lying. You really do have to be a zombie to not see what's happening here. Virtually nothing of what we're told in the mainstream media has even a semblance of truth anymore to it. They don't have to come in with army tanks and seize control of our media anymore, guys. It's already been seized control of a long time ago. And so you get things like the guest mentioned, the CIA's Operation Mockingbird went back to the Vietnam War era. There was so much protest going on, people were not buying it. They knew that this war was a fraud. We had no interest there. Nothing to our advantage was being served there. All it was doing was costing tens of thousands of American lives and countless billions of dollars. And, it was just one big flipping mess. People wanted out. It was dragging on and on and on and on. It went on for over 10 years. So there were massive demonstrations. People were getting sick and tired of it. A lot of public figures were coming out and speaking out about it. Martin Luther King. Had to pop him off. He was getting very outspoken. He was, amassed a huge following, and they were afraid that there was going to be a huge uprising and that they wouldn't be able to continue this fiasco any longer. So they had to pop off people like him, Malcolm X and others. I'd argue that that was the main reason why they had to get rid of him. It wasn't so much his civil rights, although they weren't happy about that either. But you start messing with the military-industrial complex, and now you got to go, just like Kennedy. What he was doing. That was his big sin. Of course, there were other things too, but you start messing around with the multi-billion dollar profits of these Pentagon contracting companies, which of course are in bed with the media, in many cases own the media, and you're asking for real trouble. So, this is what was going on back in that era. You had your Operation Mockingbird, created for that very purpose, to propagandize people and try to put them back to sleep and convince them everything's a-okay. And yes, it's kind of a mess over there, but it's a necessary war. The U.S. must do this to maintain its position in the world against communism and blah, 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 blah. Speaking of that, I got to mention this. This was so Orwellian. I saw this article yesterday posted on Yahoo, and it was telling people that if you don't feel happy, fake it. A new study shows that faking you're happy will actually produce happiness. You've got to be kidding me. This is something right out of George Orwell's 1984, or right out of Bertrand Russell's The Impact of Science on Society. People will be happy while they are yet miserable because the government will tell them that they're happy. Unbelievable. All right, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. This is your host Charlie Giuliani here. Still continuing with our discussion on the media, a wonderful, scandalously propagandic news reporting fiasco that many still amazingly cling to and think they can trust. Guys, it's gone. It is hopelessly, irredeemably lost. Forget it. I don't know why people even waste their time. Unless you're tuning it in for entertainment value to get a few laughs, fine. But if you're tuning it in to think that, I mean, you can't even trust the weatherman anymore. Gee. You know, really, they got the accuracy of the, you know, astrologers. It's like 50-50, flip a coin, you know. And, you know, part of that, of course, is because of little harp toys. You know, they can't predict that. I guess if you want to get an accurate weather report, just call HARP and ask them what kind of weather they're going to be orchestrating for today. Seriously, though, I mean, you can't trust anything. And, you know, even with the sports, I don't. Well, they might be accurately reporting who won the games, but that's another story. Are they really winning the games? I don't even trust sports anymore, guys. I really don't. I think the whole thing is staged. Let's face it, there's a lot of money running on those games. At the top, there's a lot of big boys who bet big, big bucks, and they're not going to ride their bets on a chance of losing. I'm telling you, the games are fixed. And maybe I'll do a show on that sometime. I got a lot of evidence to support that claim. It's not just a theory. It's based on some real hard evidence. Well, hey, let's put it this way. Who's going to argue that wrestling matches are fixed? There's no question about that. Those things are fake, guys. They're not really giving each other noogies and body slamming each other. And I mean, come on, that whole thing is a joke. You know, they'll sit there and launch insults at each other, and you know, they're going about it so much. I mean, they're just trying just a little too hard. It's so fake. They're forcing it. You know, you can tell that they're faking it. And then, of course, later, the two opponents are laughing it all off at a bar, you know, telling jokes, and they're not really fighting. They're not enemies. Come on. This thing is just a scam. And yet people pay big bucks to go see this. I don't know. It doesn't say much for the intelligence of the average American. But I guess, you know, if they buy the media, which is real life, which affects, you know, their personal lives, this information that they're getting from the media, I suppose, why not buy wrestling? It's pretty sad. But anyway, interesting guest, though. I'd like to get him back on. I thought he was going to actually be on for the whole hour. I was hoping he was going to be, because I had a lot of other questions that I wanted to ask him. But, you know, it's quite a mess that we're in, guys. But do understand, it's not new. It's whipped into high gear under this administration, but it's not new. It's been going on for a very long time now. And, you know, if you have been watching Dan Rather lately, Dan Rather Not Tell the Truth, yeah, that Dan. I got to say, I have a little bit more respect for the man. Of course, now, you know, that he's retired, it's a lot easier for him to come out and speak, you know, the truth. He wasn't able to before. But nevertheless, understand that Mr. Rather had been a part of the cover-up through the years. And, you know, he somewhat admitted that. He was on the BBC back in May, I think it was May 16th of 2002. And maybe I'll see if I can get the clip sometime, maybe play it on RBN. He gave a pretty good interview. Keep in mind, of course, he wouldn't speak so candidly over here. He was on a foreign news broadcast. But he did say that the job of the American media today is to protect the backsides of those in power. And he said there is a pervasive fear that hangs over the heads of reporters that if you speak against the policies of this government, that you will be rubber tired. You know, that your career will be destroyed. He was speaking figuratively, although I would argue that, you know, there could have been a literal connotation to that as well, that they'll actually kill you. There have been many reporters, guys, that have been popped off. Gary Webb, 2 bullet wounds in the head, and it was deemed a suicide. You know that one. But anyway, what I admired most, though, not only that he was saying this and admitting that the media is controlled and that their only job is to protect the backside of those in power, but he went on to say that he did not exempt his own self from his criticism. I found that to be a quite commendable and astonishing admission. I never expected to hear it from him. You know, who knows? Maybe he's looking back at his life and regretting all the scams that he's been a part of. And, you know, he's trying to make amends for his evil ways. I don't know. But I did have to commend him with that interview. By rubber tired, of course, he was referring to, you know, in South Africa, people who have traditionally gone against the government over there, they would take a rubber tire, put it around their head, fill it with gasoline, and light it on fire. So, you know, he was speaking figuratively, but again, perhaps literally as well, you know, that happens over here as well. You know, if you speak against the government, you lose your job. So, anyway, we'll talk some more about that, guys, when we get back. Short break, stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani, continuing our talk here on the media. I've got quite a few shows coming up on this subject. I'm going to go into detail, citing many quotes from down through the years of people who have been in the media and have come out and, you know, told the truth about what's really going on behind the scenes. But let me go back to what I was saying about Dan Rather. You know, here he was and has been ever since coming out and, you know, now, finally, after decades of being part of the lies and the cover-up, now he's coming out and being critical. He just made a statement a couple of weeks ago again, you know, talking about how the media is not honing in on the important questions, and, you know, the American people is not being told vital pieces of information that they need to know, blah, 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 you know, to make informed decisions and vote properly, whatever. But, you know, he was a major part of the cover-up. And again, like I said, he did admit it back in 2002, you know, that he didn't exempt himself from his own criticism, that he, too, obviously, has been playing the game all along, afraid for his job, perhaps his life. But, you know, I do need to cite one of the big cover-ups that he was involved in. In fact, this was, you know, right back when he first began as a journalist, back in 1963. He was in Dallas the day Kennedy was shot. And he was there as part of the cover-up. I mean, I'm sure he didn't go there. I would hope he didn't go there knowing he was going to be covering up ahead of time, but that's what he wound up doing, whether he liked it or not. And there's no question, guys, that he lied after the fact. He definitely was lying when he said that he saw the Zapruder film and that it showed that Kennedy was shot from the back. He said, I could clearly see that he slumped forward, indicating he was shot from the back. He was lying when he said that. Now, he did see the Zapruder film, but he was bargaining on the fact that nobody else was going to be seeing it because it had been locked away, as far as he was concerned, for good, in the Time Life building in New York. He didn't bargain on the fact that it would be subpoenaed 3 years later by District Attorney Jim Garrison from New Orleans, at which time it emerged that, son of a gun, it shows the opposite of what Dan Rather said. It shows that he was shot from the front and slumped backwards. So that was a problem for Mr. Dan Rather. Just 3 years later, he was shown to have been lying. Anyway, but, no question that Dan, all those years, had been part of the lies, part of the cover-ups. But now, I think he's trying to make amends. He's trying to right all of his wrongs. But it's kind of too little too late, Dan. He could certainly afford to be a lot more critical, but of course, I think he's still afraid for his life. He's obviously not afraid of losing his job at this point. I think he's afraid of his life, for his life, guys. This is how it works. You're told if you should find out what's really going on and you have a conscience about it, you're told in no uncertain terms, keep your mouth shut. This is the barrier we have set up for you. This is as far as you're allowed to go. Go no further. And that's it. It's understood. You can only just be so critical, and that's it. You got to keep your mouth shut. Of course, that's how it works in politics. That's how it works in academia and a whole lot of other fields today. In fact, name one that where that doesn't apply anymore. Anyway, speaking of crazy stuff going on in the news, I figured I'd go over some highlights here over the past day or two, some of the interesting headlines I've seen come out. This one was reported yesterday. Teenager facing terror charges for possession of the anarchist's cookbook. You have got to be kidding me. Guys, that thing has been around for a long time, decades. I remember that back when I was a kid, Anarchist Cookbook. It's all over the internet. Anybody can Google that thing. Although, I'd be warned, don't download it. You could have the Homeland Security at your door if you download that. I mean, this is nuts. Bush probably has a copy and has had on his shelf, his whole life. That's probably where he got his idea of blowing frogs up with firecrackers, as Bob Wood had reported. But, again, just for psychological warfare purposes, they're going after this teenager. And he could possibly face terrorism charges. You've got to be kidding me. Oh, boy. Again, just for possessing the book. They don't have any evidence, nor do they even profess to, that he was actually going to engage in any kind of anarchistic activities. He never said he was planning on that. They're not even accusing him of planning anything. They don't have any evidence. That's not the issue. It's not that he was going to engage in terroristic or anarchistic activities. It's just the fact that he possessed the book. What if he wanted to do a report on it, and on how twisted some people's minds are to write a book like this, and how this is dangerous in our society? What if he was just curious, just wanted to know what the book was about? It doesn't matter. This is unbelievable, guys. You talk about thought crimes. This is like George Orwell's 1984. This is like living back in the Dark Ages when there was a list of forbidden books. Heaven forbid that you should possess one of the forbidden books. Not only would they burn your book, but you along with it. Just for possessing it. Not carrying out anything that was in the list of forbidden books. Not even sharing the information with others. Just having it in your possession. It's a dangerous thing to have pieces of paper with certain written words on them. But if you had a book called Why I Love the Iraq War and Hope We're Lied into Another with Iran Soon, that wouldn't be a problem. A book that advocates the mass murder of Iranians and a great many American soldiers, that would be okay if you advocated that. That's not terrorism. That's not illegal. You can be all for more wars that bring more corporate profits for the Pentagon contracting companies and more power for the Bushites, another country to add to their collection of compliant little minions in their little expanding empire. That's fine. No problem. Let's kill, rape, pillage, murder, steal. That's all fine and dandy. Whoopee, hip hooray. But don't you dare possess, a war protest book. Of course, now you can be arrested for war protests or an anarchist cookbook. The CIA can distribute such things to the Contras. That was no problem. They wrote up a whole manual. I read from that last week, talking about the Cold War. CIA mass distributed this manual telling people how to sabotage their government. Everything from stopping up toilets to short-circuiting power lines and cutting trees down and blocking highways, you know, on and on and on. That's okay. You can actually carry out anarchistic activities and teach others how to do it. Just don't be caught in possession with the anarchist cookbook that's been available by the millions of copies all around the country for decades on end now. Oh, we really are in the George Orwellian world, guys. We really are. Hate crimes, thought crimes, hate speech. It's unbelievable. But they can engage themselves in drug trafficking, in fake terrorist attacks, fake orange alerts that cost billions of dollars around the country for local and state law enforcement agencies to beef up security, all for some fraudulent, phony claim of a terror threat, just to take public attention off of some scandal that's emerged, or to gain support points for Bush in the polls. That's okay. You can engage in actual terrorist attacks. Just don't possess a book that talks about terrorist attacks, unless you're going to share that information with the CIA that can help them engage in more terrorist attacks. Sure. Help them improve on the next fake terrorist attack so they're not exposed so easily as the perpetrators. It's just unbelievable. Somebody please pinch me. All right? This is just a bad dream, right? Just pinch me so I'll wake up and... oh, boy. Then we had this one also came out yesterday. Gulf funds drift away from the dollar. Well, isn't that a shocker? I wonder why. And we're told that the dollar continues to drop against the euro. Well, actually, they're not even wording it that way. They're saying that the euro is rising against the dollar, that the Canadian dollar is rising against our dollar. I love how they word that. They're not telling you that it's actually the dollar that's dropping against their currencies. They want to make it look like, oh, for some reason, they're pulling ahead of us. We've got to become more competitive. I know. We'll sell more jobs over to China and India. Man, it's unbelievable. George Orwell is rolling in his grave that he was not even half as creative to come up with the actual scenarios that are playing out today. It's far worse than anything you ever imagined. Then we have, I love this one. Tom DeLay says, the second coming is what I live for. Oh, make me sick. I mean, I just want to gag when I read things like this. You got to be kidding me. That's like the devil saying, I just accepted Jesus as my savior. I mean, come on. You know, Hitler did this. Talked about the Almighty. Talked about the Creator all the time. Scarcely was there a speech delivered where he didn't make some reference to God so that he'd get the support from the gullible saps that attended the big-name churches in Germany. And again, we get the same thing going on today. These demons in human flesh are talking about Christianity and how they attend little prayer breakfasts. Oh, give me a break. What a bunch of disgusting, fraudulent hypocrites. Clinton, of course, was big on that one, too. He loved that. He'd no sooner get done ordering someone's death who could expose him with his $100 million a month drug smuggling ring in Arkansas back in his governor days, and then he'd be seen carrying his Bible in hand going to church every Sunday morning. And then after he got out of church, he'd call to make sure the hit was successful. Did you get him? Did you kill him? Ah, good, that's one less person I got to worry about. All right, now about this other one. You know how many people died under Clinton? I got a show coming up on that, man. You think Bush has a monopoly on corruption and evil? Oh, jeez. Oh, man, it's just so sickening. I'm just scared to think what next we're going to get stuck with, if there even is another so-called election. We might never see the end of this scoundrel with their next planned fake terrorist attack. They'll probably just void the 22nd Amendment and keep him in there indefinitely. But it is looking like we're going to get stuck with the other Clinton. Oh, how lovely. We're going to get a little Shillery in there. Mr. Rupert Murdoch's little pet. He's been and still is her number one supporter for her candidacy for the president. Can you believe this? You don't get more neocon than Rupert Murdoch. Mr. Fox News. And he's a major supporter of Clinton. You got to wonder, this man who was obviously a major Bush supporter, a major neocon piece of trash, and here he is supporting Clinton, who was supposed to be the opposition. I mean, if you can't see by now that these guys are all in bed with each other, look at that happy little commercial that Billy Boy did together there right after the tsunami, the Asian tsunami. They're sitting there, you know, petitioning the American public to give generously, send your donation to help these poor, suffering people. They're the ones that orchestrated this whole thing, guys. They used the little harp toys. They sent ELF frequencies, under the Pacific to set off the quake. And then they sat back, having 4 hours leeway time they could have warned people, and did absolutely nothing to warn them, sat back and allowed that disaster to strike. They could have gotten those people out of there in plenty of time. And the lame excuse they use is they didn't have the phone numbers in their Rolodex. You got to be kidding me. CNN could have sent warning. No, they didn't want to send warning. They wanted the maximization of deaths, just like after Katrina, so they can go in and have the big land grab exercise. Halliburton gets the unbidded contracts. You know, they had their hand in over there, too. Got the rebuilding contracts, and mostly American companies, guys, that went in there and got the contracts. All that land was freed up now because everybody was dead. Now they get to build their hotels, their resorts. Oh, I tell you. But anyway, yeah, there was Daddy Bush and Billy Boy doing that commercial. And then it turns out the following June, Billy Boy was up there in Kennebunk having a grand old time. He spent a week up there with, the spawn of Satan's parents there. They actually referred to Billy as their unadopted son, Daddy and Mommy Bush. What a cozy little family. Well, I guess that would make him W's stepbrother. Yeah, well, they do have a lot in common. They both love to use their political clout to engage in massive criminal activities and then use their rigged Supreme Court to cover their tracks, use their little attorney generals that they personally appoint. Boy, I don't know who's more sleazy. We had Ashcroft and then Gonzalez, and then before that, of course, there was Janet Reno there. I mean, take your pick. They're all pretty scary. Unbelievable. Look at the people they choose, guys, to hold these very important law enforcement positions in this country. It's scary. I mean, these guys are themselves extraordinary criminals, and there they are, the highest law enforcement officers. And I don't know, man. I don't know. This country and its apathy, I think, is just, it's more scary than what we see happening in Washington. The fact that these guys can do this, can get away with it, and nobody's raising any voice of concern or protest is to me the most frightening thing of all. Here's another beauty. This came out yesterday. FBI puts anti-war protesters on criminal database. Unbelievable. Well, I guess naturally, right? I mean, Bush just passed that piece of legislation that says that protesting the war is a criminal activity, criminal offense. So here's the FBI now in complete compliance with this criminal piece of legislation. Of course, that's a criminal agency itself anyway, with the exception of an ever-shrinking number of agents that, you know, actually are sincere and do believe in upholding the law, but for the most part, that agency, like the CIA and so many other alphabet agencies, well, heck, they were created to be corrupt in the first place. Look at the FBI, had Hoover there for their first 40-plus years of their history as their director. Guy was a known criminal. He was best buddies with all the mafia headpins. In fact, he denied all during his tenure that there even was a mafia. It wasn't until after his death that the FBI began to investigate the mafia and go after some of the chieftains. But all during Hoover's 40-plus year tenure, the FBI never investigated or attempted even to investigate or go after any mafia crime boss. Never. Think about that. So an agency that has, you know, a beginning like that, you got to wonder. Although Ashcroft did assure us that the FBI has a long history, flawless history of defending the American people's rights and freedoms. Right. Be right back, guys.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The PerkyLite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary PerkyLite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey guys, welcome back to True Threats Radio. Just got a couple last minutes here left. Another news item I just saw. This is actually a good piece. Well, I don't know if it's good news. It is for me anyways. I find it interesting. Although I don't know why it's posted today. Actually, it came out last night on one website. Now I see it's posted on another website today as though it's fresh news, but it isn't. This came out 2 years ago. I don't know why they're acting like it's something new. But anyway, attention is being put back on this story. It's major. This came out on MSNBC a couple years ago. It's called Scientists Recover T-Rex Soft Tissue. This is something that, it needs to come back into the spotlight. It should be something reported about, on the television news, because it presents a major, major, major problem. I got several shows coming up on this. You're going to find it fascinating. Talking about, early Earth history and how dinosaurs didn't live as long ago as we were told. And this right here, this one piece of evidence right here proves it. In fact, if you want to find the article, you can just Google search "Scientists Recover T-Rex Soft Tissue," and you'll see the MSNBC article. And they got pictures of it. They took photos of, with a microscope of some of this soft tissue that was removed from a T-Rex thigh bone that had broken open in the process of removing it. And they saw that the interior of the bone was red in color. And as they began to remove some of this material, they found that it was very elastic. It was stretchy. So it's not only tissue, but it still maintains some of the hydration. It's not dehydrated. And they put it on the microscope, and sure enough, lo and behold, it has blood vessels, blood cells, everything you would expect from living tissue. Or tissue that, was from an animal that recently had died. This is fresh, fresh tissue, folks. Now, you got to ask yourself, could this fossil really be multiplied millions, hundreds of millions of years old, when it still has hydrated, soft, malleable tissues? Blood vessels, delicate blood cells still preserved? Obviously not. There's something desperately wrong, like so many other things in society today that we're lied to about. There's something desperately wrong with what we have been told about the prehistoric past, about the age of dinosaurs, how long ago they lived. There's something desperately wrong there. And like I said, I got some really mind-blowing shows coming up dealing with that. You wouldn't believe the evidence to prove that dinosaurs not only didn't live quite so long ago as they want you to believe, but they actually coexisted along with man. You'd be astonished to see the evidence to back that up. Anyway, but if you want to read up on that, again, this is mainstream MSNBC reporting. Scientists recover T-Rex soft tissue. This was up in Montana where they had removed this bone. And actually, this one, they say, is 70 million years. Once you get to a million years, does it really matter? 70, 100, 300 million? What's the difference? It's ridiculous. A million years is ridiculous. Never mind 70. How long a million years is? That bone is supposed to have sat there without its tissue drying up and decomposing? Oh, give me a break. Talk about getting lied to. All right, guys. Got a great guest lineup tomorrow. We'll see you then. Take care. Have a good day.
It's true.